All right. Once the boys clear out, we've got another tree coming up. But first of all, let the trio come through. Nice playing once again. Both, God, you're stunning. You're an idiot savant, musical idiot savant.
Just the idiot part.
Okay. Game moving. All right, next up, Randall Crum. And you have a new CD out, right?
I do, indeed. Almost out.
All right, he has a new CD, Almost Out. And I know that he was doing conferring with someone who has already released a CD, and Randall is trying to get his national, if not worldwide, campaign going for the CD. But it's going to start here, because when we get our hands on his CD, we are all going to get a copy of it, because this is a man that we love to hear, because he writes and plays and sings so beautifully. And so take it away, Randall.
Wow. Wow, what an intro. But it's not just worldwide. This is going to be galactic CD release here. When it finally comes, it'll be ready for, you know, universal distribution.
And Randall's modest.
The amount of time
also.
it takes to put it all together. Yeah, no, it's kind of embarrassing, actually. Ira well knows I had 50 printed out of an early version just because I knew that I would have second thoughts and doubts about the song order. And, of course, I spent many hours listening to it basically every waking moment until my family's ready to kill me. And I've now reassessed everything about, like, the order of the songs and that kind of thing. But one of these days, very soon, it will, in fact, come out. But this song's going to be on it. This song, I like to, you know, it's sort of religiously inspired, but I want to say that whenever I play it in one of Ellen's open mics, I think that it's best dedicated to that open mic itself, because it's about the community that forms around this kind of music, and I think no one does it better than Ellen has done for me and for many of us. I know I started in 2009, and I say this every time, but if Ellen hadn't said, come back the next time, I probably never would have, and I never would have kept doing this thing. I would have just said, oh, well, that was that, and gone on to the rest of my life. So thank you very much. This is called, it's written about a bluegrass Sunday that they do every night in a tiny town of Belvedere, Vermont. One church, one store, five houses, that's the entire town, but they still do a great bluegrass mass during the summer, and they've invited me to participate, and this song came of that. Once a month on Sunday in this one-store town, in a white church close beside a mountain road, the people bring their guitars and some mandolins and the dog-eared sheets of music that they know. The minister gives praise, and when the spirit's right, they open up the floor to each and every one. Someone calls tune, and then we join right in, and we harmonize along until it's done. And Larry's striking up another number, and everybody's joining in behind. The Lord, he sure must love this kind of music, 'cause nothing brings us closer to divine. There are songs of deep reflection, songs of love and hope, songs of working hard and chasing for some dreams, songs of sweet redemption that with every note make you feel a little more redeemed. And Larry's striking up another number, and everybody's joining in behind. Lord, I surely love this kind of music, 'cause nothing brings us closer to divine. Well, I'm not denying there's something you feel in a giant cathedral when the organ swells. But when I need the Spirit, give me the white church and the voices raised in songs we know so well. And Ellen's calling up another singer, and everybody's joining in behind. The Lord must surely love this kind of music, 'cause nothing brings us closer to divine. Now, it's not that hard. I think you can join in this, right? With the Ellen words. And Ellen one's calling out another singer, and everybody's joining in behind. The Lord must surely love this kind of music, 'cause nothing brings us closer to divine. No, nothing brings us closer to divine. Thank you very much. Woo! By the way, next Thursday, I'm at the Amazing Things week from Thursday. So come on down, see me and my daughter, and thanks.
All right, Randall, thank you so much.